This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mornings are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
I'm so happy you guys are still alive.
I am excited.
I am so happy.
Laugh and learn every morning aboard the mothership.
Ooh.
Be a good day with DA.
Hey, Doc.
I do love the Doc.
Happy Being Alive Day.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Happy Being Alive Day, everybody. It's a good Thursday to you. Coming up in 20 minutes, it's a Thirsty Thursday. We are toasting to the good stuff as always, so get your toasts in. On Twitter, DA on CBS, or on the phone at 855-212-4CBS. Plus, we'll be stunned to a news. Pat Boyle is in this morning for Bogue, so he's got stunned to a news coming up later on in the hour. And in 40 minutes, smoked out! Can't play any sporting events here in the Northeast because of the orange haze from the wildfires up in Quebec, pushing down low pressure systems here in the Northeast. And so it's been Armageddon-like to look outside and see smoke and haze and orange tint to everything. It definitely feels like the surface of Mars, and thus not healthy to play sporting events out there. So that's coming your way this hour on the show. Next hour, we debut a new segment called Fatherhood at the Movies. Been stuck in front of the TV at all hours of the night. Burping, feeding, changing diapers.
Are you doing the burping?
That's just me. Yeah. Yeah. Me and AJ are doing much of the same stuff. Eating late at night and then burping after that, having a lot of gas after that. One of the things I can't believe about a newborn, and maybe it's because he's a boy, maybe he has a voracious appetite. I can't believe how much this guy eats.
I can. He got born at the exact time you started being a pig.
Is the volume of the gas. It's so loud. The gas is so loud. Did this happen with your girls?
Peyton was way more piggish with the gas than Taylor, for sure. But yeah, and sometimes long rumbles, sometimes quick lightning strikes.
I can't believe it. They sound like adult farts.
Well, I mean, he is a human being.
Sure, I know, but he's pint-sized. The sounds that are coming out. He's a tiny, itty-bitty little newborn, and yet
those are new pipes still figuring out their oil.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. Pete, what about Timmy? Did Timmy have loud gas when he was just newborn?
I don't remember a lot of gas with him. Oh.
Pete.
Yeah, I remember gas. Well, Kerry has a little bit of gas issues now, but not with Timmy. Timmy was like clockwork a little bit with the sleeping and with the bowel movements.
Okay, yeah, he's great. He's regular. He's eating a lot. He's doing what he needs to do. Doctor says we like how it goes in. We like how it comes out regularly. Everything is good. The color is good. So we got passing grades and everything. It's just like I'm sitting there, you know, watching the replay of the NBA Finals, of course, because I'm sleeping during the live event and then watching the replay when I wake up in the middle of the night for my graveyard shift. And I'm like, whoa, dude, that is a loud fart. That is a very loud adult fart.
At least you worked with me all these years, D. You're totally prepared.
Yeah, no, it's true. Although he would put you to shame. I mean, you've said that you're oftentimes it's like a mouse driving by in a motor scooter, right?
Or yes.
A motorcycle. And no, AJ's just letting her rip. Nobody to he's got not a care in the world. You gotta respect it, to be honest with you.
It's a respect.
Gotta respect it. The Heat last night get the the Nuggets last night get the victory over the Heat by 15 points, 109-94. Jokic and Jamal Murray were stars. They both had 30-point triple-doubles. First time that's ever happened in an NBA Finals game. First time that's ever happened ever in any game in NBA history. Two teammates had 30-point triple-doubles. They were elite last night. Heat could not hang offensively. There just was no way because the Nuggets were clicking on that next cylinder. And when the Nuggets do that, they're really, really, really devastating. And they were on that bit last night, and the Heat just couldn't catch up. I don't know if there was an Eastern Conference team that could play at that level offensively. You know, you kind of wondered if the Mavs ever got their bleep together because you have Luka, could he play at that pace with that scoring? I think the Suns could. Maybe they didn't play together long enough, but they have the weaponry to do so. In the East, I mean, the Bucks could not do that. The Bucks, as good as Chris Middleton is a second banana to Giannis, I don't think they can play at the offensive tempo, pace, and production that the Nuggets have. I don't think the Celtics can either. Tatum had some great games, but Jaylen Brown was invisible. And when Tatum didn't have great games, it was hard to come by big offensive efforts. You know, this was a team in the Nuggets this year where if they got to the NBA Finals out of a pretty deep West, I think there was not going to be a team that could really knock them off. I would have picked them over the Celtics. I would have picked them over the Bucks. It was hard to even say the Bucks deserved to be there after they got bounced in the first round. You know, just the Sixers, they would have beaten the Sixers. They certainly would have beaten the Knicks or the Cavs. So this is just a Nuggets team right now that when they play full 48, which is what Michael Malone was so upset about, they're going to win this game. They're going to win the NBA Finals. So now they're up 2-1 in that series. Yesterday, though, the day that the class of 2019 had, what an embarrassment. I'm going to start with Ja only so that we can invest more time in Zion. The report from Ja's camp was that it was a toy gun. Oh, God. Okay, number one. Do you believe that Ja Morant is rolling around with a toy gun? Do we think that he's got a BB gun from A Christmas Story that he's riding around with? We think that that's the story. But Ja did nothing wrong because it was just a toy gun. Okay, that's the best that Ja's camp's got. You know what? Just for that, he should be suspended. Just for trying to sell that story. Oh, yeah, it was a toy gun. It wasn't a real gun. Just a toy gun. Sit him. Bench him. Suspend him. Fine him. I want an official Red Ryder carbine action double shot range model air rifle BB gun. You'll shoot your eye out, Ja. Ho, ho, ho. That was so stupid. Number two, if it was a toy gun, how much respect do you even lose more from? How much more respect do you lose from Ja Morant if he's rolling around with a toy gun and flexing with a fake gun? That's even more pathetic. Because on the Instagram live video that it was caught on, or Twitch or whatever it was, he hides it real quick because they realize, uh-oh, we shouldn't show it. So Ja's just out there flashing a toy gun at the clubs and in the car. And they're like, oh, no, hide that. Hide the camera. So he's just doing that for passerbys? Just for the people around him? Even that'd be even more pathetic. Whatever. Ja, ridiculous. Bad camp. Bad messaging. Bad actions. He's just, that whole thing is bad. It's really obnoxiously bad right now. But Zion. Okay, let's get into Zion for a second here. And I'm going to try to clean this up for a family audience. We got kids that are driving to school right now with their parents, or this is on in the home. So I'm going to try to dull this thing out. And we'll bring in Pat Boyle because I kind of need Pat's expertise on this. But, Merez, if I got this right, Zion Williamson has a girlfriend that is pregnant right now.
Correct. And I believe they just did a gender reveal.
They just did a gender reveal. I don't know what the gender is. We did not do a gender reveal. I think the gender reveals are pretty lame, but Zion did it. He is going to have a baby, and they posted the gender reveal on social media. Am I correct that this girlfriend is in the adult film industry?
No, I don't believe this girlfriend is, if I have this story right.
Okay, I thought that both parties here were. Okay, so maybe she's just an influencer. Okay, but she's...
Yeah, I believe she's an influencer. I do not believe that this specific one was a porn star.
Okay. So he posts this. Or she posts this, I don't know. Then, am I allowed to say side piece?
Yes.
Okay. So then his side piece, as Merez looks at Pete, the body.
Well, no, we're asking about that term for the stuff we've been saying the last couple of weeks.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. Okay. So his chick on the side sees this and goes haywire. And on Twitter and Instagram starts really unloading dirty laundry and talking about the lewd acts that Zion recently did to her, and that how did he think she wasn't going to find out? You just did this to me. Now I learn that your girlfriend's pregnant or that you have a baby on the way. She starts calling her his BM for baby mama. She starts talking about the type of acts that he has done and that he has been unprotected in doing so. And just dumping a lot of dirty laundry out into the street. And she is, correct, Pat? She is an adult film star.
Oh, yeah, big time. And I was reading up on his girlfriend who just goes by Akima.
Akima.
Who, according to her Instagram, runs her own real estate business. But a TMZ article says, according to some sources, she used to be a stripper and went by the name Monroe Rose.
Okay. And see, that is the other thing, is when you need to figure out your stripper name or your porn star name, don't you oftentimes do the street you grew up on and your first pet? Your first pet's name, so that might be how she got to Monroe Rose.
Yeah, but now she's just Akima. But yes, the other now girl involved here is absolutely a porn star.
So we have the stripper who's pregnant, and now the porn star who is angry about it, and the tweets about this. I mean, I can't even read them because they're just so raw, But her name's Mariah Mills. And this is a whole lot of woman.
I turned the Wi-Fi off on the phone when you're going to do a search.
Yeah, I did a search here on the work computer, and then I quickly X'd out. I'm not trying to get capped here.
She's a whole lot of woman.
Yeah. No, it's... She has cartoonish dimensions. So... What I gathered from this, though, is that she was saying that Zion was going to move both of them to New Orleans?
Bingo. That's the money.
That's the smoking gun.
That's the money shot, Sean?
I was going to say that's the wrong word to use. Yes, smoking gun.
How could he think that was going to work?
Yeah, she did end a tweet that started with some lewd stuff again and said, how is that going to work moving us both to New Orleans? You think I would have found out? Zion, what are you doing? Maybe Zion was going to move them both to New Orleans because he knew he was going to get traded this offseason and figured just leave him there.
Now, to be fair, both of these guys, Ja and Zion, look terrible today because Ja looks like an idiot and Zion's not playing. He's overweight.
Nick's finally got a draft right.
I was going to say, RJ Barrett looks like a nerd. Dog.
I mean, right. I mean, so they're both disasters. I will say, though, that Zion impregnating somebody and then one of his other women seeing that and getting mad can't be rare in the NBA or professional sports. That's got to be a pretty common thing. I think the unique thing here is that the woman that found out is a porn star and she just dumped it all publicly. But this can't be a rare occurrence in the NBA.
No, it probably not.
Somebody that you're hooking up with realizes that you're married or realizes that you have a girlfriend or realizes that you got a baby on the way, that's got to happen quite often.
I hate to say this because it's like so demeaning, but how many of these guys, you know, have money go that way to keep some people's mouths shut?
You know what I mean? I hate to say it. That's totally part of the bit here.
Yeah, like
that they all sign non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the Derek Jeter thing was kind of seen as a smart way to navigate these waters, but the bit was when you are dating women that could use your fame for their own fame, you've got to have them sign non-disclosure agreements, put their phone away, and keep it all hush-hush and like have everybody know that this is hush-hush. Zion's just being sloppy with the game here.
I would argue this woman signed a full disclosure agreement because we've gotten all the quotes. And by the way, she also in one of her tweets alluded to the fact, and who knows if this is just angry tweeting, the actions they have taken could lead this woman to also be pregnant at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So Zion perhaps has two simultaneous babies on the way.
That would be a very awkward sibling situation growing up. Thanksgiving's not quite the same.
Which, you have to ask yourself about some of the decisions that are made by young people, especially in professional sports. Like, you're Zion and you're worth $250 million now after your first two contracts or something like that. Maybe even more than that. $400 million. Is it worth it right now to start having that or start taking 20% out of that just because you want to sleep with a porn star? Is that a financial gamble you're willing to take? Because now Mariah Mills or whatever, if they do get a DNA test and it is his and she's pregnant, she's going to the bank on that. He's got another one on the way. If he's doing that with these two, who knows however many. I mean, that's how you go broke. That's how you have a $400 million deal, and that's how you go broke, Pat Boyle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who's that? Cromartie, right? That has, nine kids?
Nine kids from six women or something?
So Zion's, he's two-ninths of a way there.
If these are the only ones, who knows?
Yeah, and I think this is, everything that Mariah Mills was saying is, I would say, very, very close to true, if not 100% true. She had a screenshot of a Snapchat conversation with him saying, I'm going to FaceTime you in a little bit so we can talk about you moving. I mean, dude, if you're Zion, you are one of the most, polarizing athletes right now because, he basically said, I'm not going to play, but he's playing another game very, very actively. There's no load management in that department. But you got to be moving better in the streets, man. You got to be navigating these waters a lot better than he has. I mean, it's very, very, very poor game planning on his end.
Okay, Pat Boyle has now been hired to be Zion's consultant on all female matters. How do you clean this up, and how do you get him straight going forward?
All right, so the first thing I would say is demand a trade to the Knicks. move to Westchester, settle down. Don't have a girlfriend.
You want to be a trade anywhere? Are you just saying get out of New Orleans?
No, I want to. Well, I want him on the Knicks because I'm a Knicks fan. I mean, not that Manhattan is any quieter than New Orleans.
Yeah, I think you need a small market here.
But he can make it work. He can make it work in Manhattan. He can mess around. Don't get a girlfriend. Don't commit to anybody. It looks like he might have two kids on the way now. All right, fine. You're going to have child support you're going to be dishing out. So you got to make sure that that's accounted for in your finances. Outside of that, you gotta put on a raincoat, right? You gotta put a raincoat on because everybody's gonna be looking for a piece of that pie. So go to the Knicks, right? Demand a trade to the Knicks. Don't be dating anybody. If you wanna have fun, wear a raincoat and just focus on basketball here. I mean, come on, this guy's, John Morant's career is going down the drain before our eyes because of guns and because he's not acting right. Zion Williamson, his career is going down the drain because he doesn't wanna play. And yet he's playing all these women out here.
Let me ask you this. Guys, do we think that Zion is overweight and lethargic because he is spending too much time and energy juggling women?
No.
No, you just think he's lethargic and overweight anyway.
Yeah, unless they're chubby chasers and they want him that way.
Yeah, but he's not playing. That's the thing. He could be overweight and playing. He's also not playing.
No, because he battled weight issues. You think he got into the league and immediately found porn star after porn star, and then he was juggling too much?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he got into the league, got celebrity and money, and suddenly porn stars are reaching out to him, and he's like, I will take advantage of this. Which you're allowed to do, but you just need to be smart about how you balance these things. And you need to sign non-disclosures, and you need to be protected, and you just need to make cleaner decisions so that it doesn't... You know, if you want to sleep with a porn star, that's fine. You just have to say, I've got a girlfriend, and she's pregnant. And if the porn star says, I'm not into that, you say, okay, I've got 20 other women on DM right now, probably.
Well, this is where this show is really unique to the rest of the shows you will hear in the country today, is that we can combine two lifestyles right here. You just heard Pat talk about the porn star sleeping thing, and I'm going to combine that with the gaining weight portion of what I could provide here.
Yeah.
And that is this, DA. If he is getting with porn stars and living that kind of life, A, he's clearly not bored. B, that's less time to just be sitting around on the couch watching Real Housewives looking if you should get up and go to the fridge. I would think there's less time to be stuffing your face, less boredom. I mean, a lot of people eat and get fat out of boredom. How can you be bored when you're juggling that many women? So, honestly, right. If I was juggling porn stars and influencers like that, I'm probably 180 in some of the best shape of my life.
Yeah, I would agree with Sean here, DA. I think you have a certain bravado to uphold to if you're juggling... You know, porn stars.
And strippers.
She owns a real estate business, according to her Instagram.
Okay.
Well, by the way, Mariah Mill, I'm just going to have to become more familiar with her work here after work after the show today, just so I can make sure I'm familiar talking about it on the show, right? So.
Yeah, be educated.
Yeah, exactly. Got to get educated. But apparently she was tweeting how she told him he was going to be the next LeBron, and she was motivating him, and that his baby mama, Akima, is toxic. So, you know what? Honestly, if he's got to be with one, if he can't control himself, Mariah Mills seems like a good option there. And you got to figure she's got her own money. She's not going to be.
Well, that's fair.
Well, now that the situation has unfolded, I'm sure she's going to try to take him to the bank for his money. But if he treated her right, you know, she already is a porn star. You got to figure all the porn stars have the OnlyFans, which, I mean, some girls are making like 200 grand a month with the OnlyFans. So. That would be my plan for Zion. Demand a trade to the Knicks, date Mariah Mills, move her out to Westchester, and just settle down.
I will tell you this. I think what is happening, my read, is that Zion got to the league, like a lot of young people, and got money, and got a lot of women that wanted to clutch on to him and started taking advantage of it. That's nothing wrong with that, as long as everybody is understands what's going on. But what happened is, Mraz is right. He's battled weight issues probably his entire life. When he was younger in college, you can kind of get by because you're almost still growing. Your metabolism's still high. You get into the league. You're a little bit more older. Your body starts slowing down a little bit. And even though he's in his mid-20s, he's just packing on too many pounds. And the weight issue is separate from this. What is happening, though, is that he's distracted. And he is not focused on basketball. He's not focused on rehab. He's not focused on committing to the game because he's spending so much time satisfying that appetite. And when you are dating Mariah Mills, from the little that I can glean, that's a lot of energy going into that. That's a lot of energy. Again, she's a lot of woman. That's not like 10 minutes and then you're watching Netflix.
That's a lot of testosterone being cycled through.
That is a lot. I mean, it's just a lot of terrain to have to get around. It's large spaces and big divides and crevices and big mountains. I mean, it's like Leo DiCaprio in The Revenant. It's a lot of terrain to get through. That's not an easy Saturday night. And so then you get, you're bleary-eyed. It's already 4 a.m. Now you finally fall asleep. You try to get to the facility. You know, you're already tired. You're going through the motions. You're like, I can't even play tonight. Who cares? I think, you know, if you want to play basketball, you have to isolate how much energy you're spending in the bedroom to off nights when you don't have to play, and you got to make sure that you're actually healthy enough to play.
Yeah, I'm just going to say this, DA. If I was a pro athlete, I would probably have multiple kids.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah, I'm not even going to run from it.
Yeah, well, you do extremely well, and you're a sports broadcaster.
A part-time one at that.
A part-time one. If you were worth millions of dollars, had a huge public persona, and you had your DMs open, and you had your pick of X number of women in every city that you traveled in, I mean, what would be your stats would be outrageous. They'd be like bonds in the early 2000s.
Yeah, and I'd be getting taken to the bank for all I'm worth.
So you can't point the finger at Zion.
Keep hitting those parlays. We won't see those posted publicly anymore.
When we come back on the show, it's a Thirsty Thursday, and we're stunned to a news. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're toasting to the good life.
I feel alive.
We are feeling good and doing well.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
It's the DA Show's Thirsty Thursday.
Celebrating with some booskies.
Some booskies. Welcome inside a Thirsty Thursday edition, everybody. You can get your toasts in on Twitter at DA on CBS.
Hashtag toast them.
On the phones at 855-212-4CBS. And listen to us on hundreds of affiliates nationwide, as well as SiriusXM 158. Mraz, who are you toasting to?
I am toasting the show Yellow Jackets. The last 2 days, sitting home a lot with Taylor, having a lot of time on the couch, which I haven't had in a long time. I ripped through an entire first season of this show in 2 days, DA. 10 episodes within 2 days. Pretty good. About a plane crash where the bunch of soccer players survive and things get weird. And it captivated me. 2 days, I was into it. Can't wait for season two. Let's go. I'm toasting Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets. Okay. Booskies.
Is
this based on a true story?
No. Well, I mean, they took parameters from other true stuff in the past. I don't want to spoil too much for people. But no, we've seen a lot of these shows come out, right? You know, plane crashes in the wilderness and people are around and whatever. But for whatever reason, a lot of people said, have you gotten into the show? And I really, really liked it. I thought it was good. I guess season two's already out.
Any actors that we know in it?
Juliette Lewis, the daughter in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
She, I guess, is the big money actress. The other ones I did not recognize.
Oh, I like Juliette Lewis.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Pat Boyle, who are you toasting to?
I was also going to toast a show. Always Sunny in Philadelphia came back last night. I believe season 16 now. I think it's one of the longest sitcoms ever. It's my favorite show of all time. I think it's unrivaled in its comedy, in its lewdness. Toast to Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, very good. Who's your favorite character in Always Sunny?
Yeah, Glenn Howerton, who plays Dennis. Just a narcissistical, egotistical maniac, but I think his acting job of playing that character is just phenomenal.
Okay. Very good. Pete the Body, who are you toasting to?
Yeah, I'm toasting the very very recent hit show Family Matters. during delivery, Family Matters was on in the delivery room, and all I kept hearing was Carl yell at Urkel, "There's a car in the living room. There is a car." And I couldn't stop laughing. It was the worst timing whatsoever, but it's a show that always makes me laugh. So, booskies to that.
Booskies!
Okay. Could you pot down the music for a moment? Boop. Ba-doo, ba-doo, boop. Ba-da. No, that's Family Matters. Right. I know that's Full House. What's the family? Okay. It's... when you're lost out there. No, that's Full House too.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Not Full House.
Oh.
Yeah, sing that, Mraz.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy. Even on TV.
Miss your old familiar friends.
No, that's Full House.
Waiting just around the bend.
All right, that's Full House. Oh.
That is Full House.
It's so rare.
Full House. Oh, come on. What's Family Matters?
It's so rare condition this day and
this
age.
This day and age.
That
read any good news on the newspaper page. Now dig in and find it down.
Yeah. The milkman, the paper boy.
You're singing Full House again, Sean.
Oh.
So do the magic moon inside these gentle walls.
Even some of the words, step by
real
step.
Life, feeling on every dreams as days go by.
There you go.
We finally got there.
If you didn't know, that was Family Matters.
Right. What's the one that goes, everywhere you look?
That's Full House. Full House.
That's Full House again?
Yes.
How long is that song? How long is the Full House song? They got four verses in the credits? And which one is step by step, day by day?
Step by step.
The milkman, the paper boy.
No, it's not the milkman, the paper boy is back to Full House.
Dude, go play in traffic, please.
Yeah, which one is everywhere you look?
Mine was an honest mistake. Sean's doing it on purpose.
No, I'm not.
If you keep saying the milkman, the paper boy, that is always going to be Full House.
I thought that was the other one, the Family Matters, the step by step.
Hang on.
The milkman, the paper
boy. Stop. You're messing me up. It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every seam. As the days go by, we're gonna fill our house with happiness. The moon may cry.
Hey.
We're gonna smother the blues with tenderness. It's the bigger love of the family. Boop. Ba-doo, ba-doo, boo. Ba-doo, 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 ba-doo.
And you've graded me down on oinks for my singing.
Did I do that?
That was epic.
So now we have three toasts today, all to TV shows, guys. Three of our first three toasts are to TV series.
Themes.
Really? That's as creative as we could get?
What happened to things we're happy for? I was happy for Yellow Jacket.
What happened to the milkman and the paperboy? Even in TV. I am toasting to the milkman, the paperboy. No, seriously, I'm toasting to my wife. I don't know how she's doing it. She is pulling warrior hours. She is pulling all-star ballots. I mean, just... the newborn, and as I've said, AJ is not sleeping in the bassinet, so we are holding him 24 hours a day for him to sleep.
Been there.
It is a devastating turn of events. We need a win here. I will say that I was texting with James Ward, former Wheels of Steel member here on the DA show. He congratulated me on the baby, and we were texting, and I said, dude, AJ just, he will not sleep in the bassinet. The moment that I put him down, less than 5 minutes, usually within 30 seconds, it's just like screaming and crying. He goes, we had a swaddle that really worked. He just sent me the swaddle yesterday, got it, wrapped up AJ tight like a baby burrito, and he seemed to like it. Now, I haven't tried it in the bassinet yet, so maybe that's but I need a win here. And so my wife, I mean, she's holding him most hours of the day for him to sleep. It's crazy. So the Bourbon Bell gets major plaudits, major credit, major all-star stickers for her efforts these days. My goodness. It is a war of attrition around here at the Amendolara household. She gets Booskies.
Hashtag toast them. Booskies.
Pete the Body. Oh, no. Miraz, you said you've been there?
Yeah. Peyton could not sleep in the bassinet. And hated that. Then whenever we tried to do the crib, she basically co-slept with Danielle for the first 6 months of her life. 6 months! It was nonsense. I basically had to roll over and sleep on the floor at times because I was afraid of rolling over on her. It's hard.
Well, that's the thing. They say you can't bring a baby into your bed. You know, it's got to sleep on its own. It's got to always, so.
Right. And then at what point, because it's still too early for AJ, at what point do you try the cry it out method in the bed? It's too much.
Cry it out.
Then you feel bad because they're crying. It's a struggle.
Oh, it's a battle. It's a battle. Bouncing baby boy is toasting his 2-year-old son, suddenly wanting to go bowling. So he took him. He had the bumpers, but still bowled a 44. Future bowling champ, hashtag Mooskies.
Mooskies.
Hashtag toast them.
Dude, a 2-year-old bowled 44? That might be a Guinness Book of World Record, even with bumpers. That's incredible. Dixieland Dan is toasting his slow pitch team. 8-1 with the only loss being a walk-off. Run differential of 13, averaging 21 runs a game. And have 10 run ruled every team except one. Hashtag toast them.
Booskies.
Hashtag toast them.
Cigar-smoking dude is toasting his son, Nick, who was voted MVP for his lacrosse league while maintaining straight A's. Proud dad for his hard work and dedication. Hashtag toast him.
Booskies.
Hashtag toast him.
And Johnny D is toasting his inhaler. Definitely needed it here in Central PA right now. Hashtag toast it.
Booskies.
Hashtag toast him.
Yeah, that's because the air outside is just a disaster these days, so everybody needs in the Northeast. Woof! All types of inhalers. Stay indoors. Don't go outside. You'll drop dead like a cockroach. It's not good. All right, we'll get to more toast as we get through the morning here, but standing by with headlines is Pat Boyle.
All right, DA, a double triple double last night in Miami. Nikola Jokic, to no surprise, had one. He had 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. But Jamal Murray also with a 30-point triple double. It is the first duo ever to both have a 30-point triple-double in the history of the NBA. Denver superstars carrying the way as the Nuggets beat the Heat in Miami last night, 109-94 to take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. Denver head coach Michael Malone said this was the peak from Jokic and Murray in their 7 years together.
I thought our defense was fantastic tonight. You hold that team to 94 points, 37 from the field, only 11 threes. That really helped us out tonight, the defending and rebounding at a high level. But by far their greatest performance as a duo in their 7 years together.
Very easy nowadays when we analyze and talk about games to say that a team just came out flat or they didn't have enough energy. But that certainly seemed applicable last night for the Heat. They were out-rebounded by the Nuggets 58-33. Ooh. And they got slaughtered in the paint 60-34. Jimmy Butler did his best with 28 points, but he tried to explain why there was a lack of effort from his squad.
I don't know. I can't answer that. Maybe, you know, we're at home. We think we did something. I don't know. It just can't happen. It won't happen again. It starts with myself. I got to lock in on a defensive end. I got to go up and get loose balls. So I think if I start playing and doing that, then everybody else has to follow suit.
Miami's just going to need more from their other guys. Gabe Vincent and Max Strus combined for just 10 points on 2 of 10 shooting from deep. Game 4 Friday night in Miami. Over to the ice, the Stanley Cup Finals shifts to Sunrise, Florida tonight as the Panthers look to get on the board. Vegas cruised to victories in both of the first two games at home. Told you last hour that Sergei Bobrovsky will be back in net tonight for the Panthers, and defenseman Ratko Gudas expected to suit up. Meanwhile, for Vegas, center William Karlsson missed practice yesterday with an illness, but he is probable to play tonight. On the diamond, look out, Ted Williams. We'll look out from the grave, I guess. Luis Arraez.
No, he's not in the grave. He's in cryogenics.
Is that what happened?
He's frozen.
Yeah, they froze him.
They froze Ted Williams?
They froze his head, yeah.
Where have you been?
Is that a special treatment that like only famous people can get?
No, you got to have a lot of money to keep you on ice.
Got to have a lot of cash, but I think they disassociate the head from the body, and then they freeze the head so that the brain is protected, and they hope that in 100 years, 300 years, 1,000 years or something, that they have the technology to bring people back to life.
Okay, all right, well, look out from the icebox then, because Luis Arraez is coming. Arraez with 2 more hits last night. The Marlins beat the Royals 6-1. Luis Arraez now hitting .403 on the season. In St. Pete, a 1-1 game heading into the bottom of the ninth, and then every time he takes a swing, it's a thing that's cosa buena. Rosarena.
Hey!
Duran throws, swinging a high drive in the air to right, moving back Kepler to the track, to the wall, gone! Randy Arozarena walks it off, and the Rays defeat the Twins 2-1.
Andy Freed, Rays Radio. Randy Arozarena's walk-off home run wins it for Tampa Bay. Rays are now 45-19 and 28-6 at home.
Arozarena, hey!
Hey!
There we go. Yeah, maybe they're so good at home because that stadium is a dump and nobody wants to play there.
Rose Arena. Hey.
Hey.
And in Toronto, Alejandro Kirk with a pinch hit, go-ahead Ribby single in the seventh inning. Chris Bassitt was a dog yet again with eight strong innings. Blue Jays beat the Astros 3-2. Well, I will get you some NFL news next hour because now it's time to get stunned.
Woo!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
All right, really quickly, this takes us to Seton Hall University, not too far from us here in Central Jersey, and a service dog, Justin, was right beside his buddy, Grace Mariani, who got her diploma, BS in education, but her service dog, Justin, also got a diploma, much to the cheers of everybody in the crowd. So Sean is now outdone by a dog who has a diploma, and he doesn't. But yes, apparently the service dog attended every single one of Mariani's classes with her. And
wow.
Yeah, according to the university, she plans to use her degree to work in elementary education and special education. But the dog went up there with her. And the president of the university held out the diploma for him. He looked like he was a little confused at first. He looked to his buddy, Grace. She nodded her head. He took the diploma and wagged his tail, and everybody went nuts. So,
dog.
Yeah. I thought that was a great story.
Dog.
And that's it. That's done. That's a quick one.
That's pretty cool. That is very cool. All right. We'll get to more on the dog graduating from Seton Hall and whether that waters down the diploma coming up here on the show. But also, smokeouts all over the place, including Yankee games. When does this end? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man. So it's been a rough couple of days around here in the Northeast for air quality. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. You can always watch the show at watchda.com. That's mobile friendly, but also on YouTube and on Twitch. Just go to the CBS Sports Radio channels on either of those platforms. We've had multiple professional sporting events canceled, postponed in the area. In fact, yesterday also in the New York area, kids were not allowed outside for school activities. That's how bad it is. The wildfires in Canada, in Quebec, have been pushed down to the Northeast, and so all along the Northeast Corridor into Pennsylvania, even more west than that, and down beyond Philadelphia and into D.C., it's been brutal. Air quality is the worst that it's ever been. And I know, Murad, that you kind of tongue-in-cheek tweeted, have you seen any pictures of New York City today on social media, because everybody was posting pictures. But it is so jarring that it's hard not to post pictures of.
Yeah. Orange.
When I walked outside 2 days ago on Tuesday, I could smell the faint smell of wildfire, and I didn't know if it was the one coming from Canada or something in my area, but there was a tint in the smell and the air, and you could just tell, and the sun seemed more orange, and it looked overcast and smoky, but it wasn't like Armageddon. Yesterday was like walking out into the surface of Mars. It was bright orange in the middle of the day, everything, and really smoky. And, you know, you just couldn't be outside. And people, I went to the grocery store yesterday so that my wife and the baby didn't have to obviously leave the house. And people were wearing their masks from COVID. It was a brutality. And in the city, even worse than where I am. And I don't know how it was over on Long Island, Mraz, yeah. But it was pretty petrifying to see this. And I know that on the West Coast, wildfires are normal, but this was intense for this area. And I think this was intense for any area because it was like, nobody go outside. It is orange and hot outside.
Yeah, I picked a good day to cut my lawn yesterday. Yes, it was an absolute...
Boy, why'd you do that?
Because when I started, the sky was only gray and cloudy, and by 45 minutes in, half the lawn cut, the sky turned orange. I didn't know it was going to turn orange like that, and I was basically holding my knees, breathing like I had played 48 minutes in a playoff game.
So how do you feel today?
Like garbage. I have a pounding headache and like garbage. It was the worst thing I could have done. But then I was stubborn because I was like, I can't leave half the lawn cut. You know, me, Mr. With all the weeds. I was an idiot. Total moron.
Yeah, it was really unhealthy to be outside yesterday, so they've canceled a lot of these games, and it's going to continue through the weekend. Now, the Mets have played in Atlanta the last couple of days. Yankees have been at home. Yankees have been postponed. They say this might carry on through Sunday, but that yesterday might have been the worst of it. So are we going to get more cancellations across the Northeast with Major League Baseball?
No, because yesterday the New York City air quality was the worst since the 80s, at least in the Northeast. It's supposed to be bad, but not as bad, back from like the 300s to the 200s to the same thing they played in two nights ago. So it's expected to play again, but still not healthy to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan, too, forget the players playing. If you're a fan sitting outside for 2.5-3 hours in that, I don't know if I would make that bet. So it's been a weird time, a scary time, obviously, hoping that it dissipates and the wildfires get caught under control. But it has been a disaster for everybody that's been inhaling all that smoke and haze. When we come back, Leo Messi coming to the States.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.